Gemara says in the Chazav Amud Aleph, Rav Shara Rav Acha Bardala L'migda V'chilta V'suka Mishumbaki. Rav permitted Rav Acha Bardala to sleep in a chilta in a sukkah, not directly in a sukkah, Mishumbaki, because of the bugs. Rav Shara Rav Acha Bardala L'migda Barmim Talal to Mishum Sircha D'Gargishna. And Rav also permitted a different Amora to sleep outside the sukkah because of this smell. Rav Latayim Edama Rav Mitzar Pratim in a sukkah. Rav held that Mitzar is Pratim in a sukkah. This individual was Pratim in a sukkah because he's Mitzar. Two examples of Mitzar that's Pratim in a sukkah. Either because of the smell or because of the baki, because of the box. Comes the Mordechai here in the sukkah and lays forth a fundamental yisod in the din of Mitzar Pratim in a sukkah. It's a world famous Mordechai. So let's take a look at the Mordechai carefully and we'll try to evaluate him appropriately. This is the same Mordechai that had made a comment on Daf Chafei Amud Beis. That was the Mordechai that said that the only time the tzar is patur min hasukkah is if you'll be saved from the tzar by leaving the sukkah. He pulled a lot with that chelik from the Mordechai. So then at the end of the Siman Tav Shin Mem, the Mordechai says, V'davka sha'asa sukkosa mitchila v'mokam haroi lecha v'lishtos v'lishin bo. The only time a sukkah is kosher, is kshera, is if you make it initially in a place that's roi for achila shdi and shein. V'nolad lo hatzar achakai. Now he's mitzar, but that tzar was nolad after the asiyas hasukkah. Avlasom mitchila b'mokam haroi litzar b'achiloso b'shtiyoso b'sheina. But if he made it mitchila in a place where it's not roi l'kach, it's not roi for all the tashmishim, he's going to be mitzar from the beginning, either in achilo or shdi or shsiyo or sheina. Why should it not be roi for that? He says, "Kigon shiyari miganovim umilistim." Let's say he's afraid of the robbers. He's not going to be able to sleep in the sukkah because he's afraid. Achil and shesia, that's not so bad. They're not going to come and bother him. He's awake. But he's afraid to go to sleep there. Akhtam Mordechai, lo mi bayit lo mifter ba. Ela filu ein sakona. Lo mi bayit lo mifter ba. Ela filu ein sakona ba filu shtia. Ela b'sheina lo yotso yidei chavoso klam. Not only are you not going to be miftaba, right? If there is sakana, right, you're not, what does that word mean? The lo miftaba, he's not going to become potter as a result of that. He's not going to be yotze with his sukkah, right? Even if there is no sakana, ba'achilu shesia, he's not going to be yotze at all, even with achila and shesia, not just with shein. If it's not roi l'sheina, Zok the Mordechai, you're not going to be yotzi with achila and shesia either. Why? The hakeen dira beina. Basukos teisha shivas yamim, you need keen dira. A dira means roi for all tashmishim. You make a house that's roi for achila and shesia and sheina. What, you're not going to go to sleep? A person normally makes a house that he can sleep in. If not, he'll find a different neighborhood. It's the same thing with the sukkah. Teshu kentadur means it has to be kandira. That means of the Mordechai, that it has to be royal l'chol tashmishim. Kevin shen yochel lasas b'chol tzrocha v'achilu shesiyah v'sheinah v'lotzah mitchila v'hav yesukkah kevin de l'tzu'urei kaima. If it's omeid l'tzar, he's omeid to be mitzar for one of the tashmishim, says the Mordechai, it's not royal l'chol tashmishim, it's not called a dira, it's not a dira, it's not kosher for a sukkah. That's the yisod of the Mordechai. Mordechai says that mitzar potim in a sukkah. Of course, we're looking at the context of the person. Right? If he's mitzar to sit in the sukkah, let's say the sukkah doesn't always have bugs, or it's not always hot. Right? So then when it's hot, when it has bugs, so then he's potter from sitting in the sukkah. But says the Mordechai, if he made the sukkah in a place where mitchila, it's not roi l'chol tashmishim, for one of the tashmishim it was never roi in the beginning. It's not that the bugs came later, but from the beginning it wasn't roi for one of the tashmishim, either achila shesia or shena. Either way. Right. The case he gives is that it's roi for achil and shesia, but not for shena because of ganovin. But it could go in the reverse direction also. Maybe it's roi for shena, but not roi for achila. Talk to Mordechai. That sukkah is possible. It's possible because he's omeid to be mitzar. He's omeid to be mitzar from one of the tashmishim. It's not roi l'chol tashmishim. A sukkah that's not roi l'chol tashmishim is not kehadira, and therefore it's very possible. This is the sheet of the Mordechai, and it's quoted lahaloch in the Rambah. Siman Tov Resh Mem Siv Dalet. Mamash quotes the case of the Mordechai that if you're Yorei from Ganovim and Listim, you make a sukkah in a place where you're afraid of the robbers, then you're not going to be Yotze, even Achila and Shesia, says the Rambam. Yes?
Especially when you say like you build your sukkah?
You're in an area where it's common.
But could you interpret that to mean that if I build my sukkah during the day, right now, it's right to be used because I'm not sleeping in it. But later on, the mitzvah me, it's gonna be dangerous later on. But when I built it, it's right to be used and for drinking and eating.
Right, but the day is composed of night and day. So it doesn't even matter when you're building the sukkah. The question is when sukkahs comes, is it going to be roi for tashmishim then? So sukkahs is composed of nights and days. So since you have to sleep in the sukkah at night, then if it's not roi from the beginning, from the moment you built it, it's not roi for sukkahs. It's not roi for the yomtov of sukkahs, then that's not called a diran. It's going to be possible.
It can't be anticipated.
It is an anticipated problem. You realize that the first night of sukkahs, you're not going to be able to sleep there because of that. Okay? Yes, study.
Really something that's objective or is subjective to each person?
We're going to get that. We're going to get to that. Could be a machlokas. Could be a machlokas. You know who? You know who talks about that? Does anyone recall in the Ma'amar Kars? A little bit later in the Ma'amar Kars. The Sha'ar Tzion. Correct. Who does he quote? Who's the Sha'ar Tzion quote? The Ran, the Har Shalom, remember? The discussion. If the Sircha de Gargishta is going to be bad for everyone or only for this individual, we'll get to that. It's a very, very important yisod, which we'll get to. Yes?
When the Mordechai says roi, he's saying that it's never going to be roi, or only like in the beginning it won't be roi. Like, is he saying that it'll never be roi for a chidur shina, or only at the beginning?
If you know from the beginning, from the Shas HaBini, you know from the Shas HaSia, that it's not going to be roi l'chol tashmishim. Even if it's not going to be roi for one day, at least for that day, it's not roi l'chol tashmishim. So what's the difference? I don't care about tomorrow. I care about the first day. Let's say for the first day. You know, b'shas hasiyas ha-sukkah, that the first day of Yom Tov, you're not going to be able to sleep in the sukkah. So it's not roi l'chol tashmishim for that day. Even if you know the ganavim are going to go away, they have a Shabbaton. They're going to be leaving the community, right? They have, you know, the gang has a motorcycle get together, Chalamon, right? But it's not a right? The first day. It's not right. So then it's not called a sukkah
at all for
Moshe
Tzion, or only for that day.
Oh, you're saying if it's Rerlechol Tashmishim at some point later, can it become a sukkah?
Yeah.
Maybe. What the asiyah was posel? I don't think the asiyah is posel. The binyan asukkah is kosher. The only thing is, it's not called a sukkah. But if at a certain point it's roi l'chol tashmishim, so then maybe it does become a sukkah. Is that such a shmerazah? I don't think so. Nafkamina is if it's not roi l'chol tashmishim, so then if from the beginning it wasn't roi l'chol tashmishim, it's not a sukkah, even for the tashmish that it is roi for. The case of the rabbah. Right. Let's say you're in an area where the ganavim are there, and they're staying for the Yom Tov. Right? They're going to be there for the time. So there's no reason to believe they're not going to be there. So if you can't sleep in the sukkah, if you're so afraid to sleep in the sukkah, then you can't be yotzei with that sukkah at all, even for a religious. That's the case. Last question.
Afidah Mordechai. So someone who lives in a dangerous neighborhood never be yotzei with
chol. That's what it sounds like. It's really a pella. I mean, you could build a sukkah that's roi even for a dangerous neighbor. You just have to put locks on the sukkah. But the way that you build it, if you built the sukkah in a way that there is no lock on the sukkah, so then it sounds from the Rama that it would be a problem. That's what it sounds like from the Rama. It's really a pella. It's not Mamish a pella. Where's the Rama? Mamish quotes the Mordechai, no? Mishnebura says beferish that even if you're not misyori by yom, you're only misyori by laila. It's still a problem. He says the problem is only if you're misyore because they're going to be maziki, they beat you up. If you're only afraid of gnevis that they're going to steal something, they steal your kalim, then you're still yotze. That's what he says. Up to Shari Tshuva and quotes the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi argues with the Mordechai. He says nothing to him.
physical. Who states, where does it say that you have to have a sukkah that's rather chol tashmishim? Why does that have to be rather chol tashmishim? Basukkah states you should have yavim. You have to live in your sukkah. So that means a number of things. You have to eat in your sukkah. You have to sleep in the sukkah. So if you can't sleep in the sukkah, so don't sleep in the sukkah. Then you're mitzvah. Star is part of a sukkah. But where does it say that the Basukkah's Teshu Shiva Asyanim and Star Potam Asukkah is a din in the Binyan Asukkah? It just says Basukkah's Teshu. Right? The Pasuk for Binyan Asukkah is not Basukkah's Teshu Shiva Asyanim. What's the Pasuk for Binyan Asukkah? Chag Asukkah's Tasa Lecha Shiva Asyanim. Right? Tasa Lecha. Asiyah. There's no Ptur of Mitzdair in the Pasuk of Chag Asukkah's Tasa Lecha Shiva Asyanim. But Sukkah Teshu Shavas Yom is telling you the Ofen HaYeshiva B'Sukkah, the Mitzvahs Yeshivas HaGavra. Right? Last Zman, we spoke about Binyan HaSukkah. We spoke a lot about Chag HaSukkah Tas L'Cha Shavas Yom. But now we're talking about Yeshiva Sukkah. That's the Mitzvah on the Gavra. It says the Chacham Tzvi, but Sukkah Teshu Shavas Yom has nothing to do with the Ofen HaAsiyah. It talks about the Ofen HaYeshiva, what the Yeshivas HaGavra is supposed to look like. So that has to be kentodur, you can't be mitzdayer. But is there a halacha that if I make a sukkah in a way that I can't do all the tashmishim without tzar, I can't do any of them? It's not a sukkah, of course it's a sukkah. It's just when he comes to the gavra, you have to plug in. What is he mitzdayer for? What is he not mitzdayer for? The Chacham Tzvi in page 2 in the handout, it's actually longer than this. You can take a look at the whole Chacham Tzvi. It's about 6 paragraphs. But I took out 2 paragraphs from the Chacham Tzvi. He says, Mashikasa v'modachai perkayoshin d'mosa sukkah metchila v'mokam aray l'itztah v'sheina lo yotza yidei chavosa klal afil v'achila ain't only really klal. T'teishu ke'en toduru lav al ofen ha-sukkokoi be'eze inyin tia asuya. T'teishu ke'en toduru has nothing to do with how the sukkah is supposed to be built. El al ofen hayeshiva be'ez inyan tehe. It's talking about yeshiva sagavra. V'yazek ha'omer de tehe ke'en dira. It's not a din in how the sukkah has to be built. It doesn't have to be roi l'chol tashmishim. It just has to be roi for the tashmish that you want to do. If it's not roi for your tashmish, then you're mitzdar. Then the yeshiva sagavra is the yeshiva mitzar. And you're potter from that yeshiva. But there's no din in the ofen hasukkah that it has to be nasa in a way that it's roi l'chol tashmishim. V'inochanami zakt l'chacham tzidim osa beis sukkos ha'achas l'achila v'yashnia l'sheina af sha'osa shel achila eina ruia l'sheina mikom akom nafik bo yidei chobos achila. He says, what happens if I have two sukkos? One is for achila, one is for sheina. I have two sukkos. One is good for achila, the other is for sheina. They have different things in them, right? I have in one sukkah I protect myself from the bugs. Right, I protect myself. I have a bigger sukkah where I want my family to be able to eat with me, but I'm the only one who's sleeping in the sukkah. The rest of the family is going to go to sleep in the house. But it's very hot in the sukkah, so somehow I equip one of the sukkahs with fans and with other things. I put a netting over it so the bugs are not going to bother me, but it's a small sukkah. So there's one sukkah for Shana, the other sukkah for Achila. Would someone say that I can't be able to with two sukkahs? But the reality is the sukkah shel Achila is not roi l'Shana. Would anyone say I'm not Yotze? I don't see why. So what then? It's not roi l'chol tashmishin. The fact is, if it's roi l'achil, I should be able to be yotzi l'achil against the Mordechai. Chacham Tzvi argues with the Mordechai. He says that the sukkah doesn't have to be roi l'chol tashmishin because teishu kein toduru is not said about binyan sukkah, but rather it's said about the mitzvahs yeshiva of the gav. The Beis Halevi in the Tshuva points out that l'chora the Chacham Tzvi is very difficult. Chacham Tzvi is very difficult. The Mordechai is mumastaber, he says. And the sukkah really has to be roi l'chol tashmish. And I'll bring you a raya from a halacha that we all pass on. A halacha that we spent a lot of time on at the beginning of the year. And that is the minimum shear of a sukkah. What's the smallest size of a sukkah? So we talked about it, it's a machlokes 3 days in Tanoim. Right, either it's 6x6 tfachim, or it's 7x7 tfachim, or it's dalet amos by dalet amos. 3 days in Tanoim. Beis Shammai happened to hold Zion tfachim by Zion tfachim. And we paskin like Beis Shammai. It's one of the exceptions to the rule. Right? Normally we paskin like Beis Hillel, and my focus is Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, but here we paskin like Beis Shammai. The Gemara says Beferish on Daf Gimel that the halacha is like Beis Shammai.
Right? The Gemara says, Tzricha shetem achzekes kedei rosho verubo v'shulchanam. The sukkah has to hold rosho verubo shel adam, which Chazal estimate is vav by vav tfachim, 6 by 6 tfachim, v'shulchanam. Yushalmi says that the typical shulchan was 1 tefach. That's what they said. So it's 7 by 7 tfachim. That's the shear of a sukkah ketana. A sukkah ketana, the minimum, the smallest sukkah. Right? Smallest sukkah. Why does it have to be that size? That's the size that fits a person when he's eating. The shulchan is shulchan. Right? It's a normal, the achila, the kedarka is with the shulchan. So therefore, it's not enough to be vav by vav tefachim. It has to be zayin al zayin, because that's the shear that's necessary for a person to be able to eat. So if a person has a sukkah that's vav al vav, 6 by 6 tefachim, what's it? It's possible. It's a halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch. Vav by vav tefachim is psula. But just 1 second. Is vav al vav roi for any tashmish? For any usage? Sure. Which usage is it roi for, Michael? Shein, all right. You could sleep there. You could sleep there. There's no shulchan, but you have to sleep with a shulchan. You have to eat with a shulchan, but you don't sleep with a shulchan. So sukkah vav al vav tfachim tzil is roi l'shayna. It might not be roi for achila chesia, but it's roi for shayna. So why can I use the sukkah at least for shayna, even if it's not zayin al zayin tfachim? Why not? It's roi for shayna. Says the Beis Halevi, l'chora, the answer is the Mordechai. The answer is that since it's not roi for achila, kedarka, then it's possible even for Shayna. Because a sukkah that's not roi l'chol tashmishim, it's not roi for an achila kedarka, the person would be mitzayer to eat in the sukkah that's only vav vav tvachim, then it's possible for any tashmish, even for Shayna. You know, it does have the right size for Shayna. It's not a tsar to sleep that way, apparently. Right? To wrap oneself up. You know, sometimes you have people, they sit against the wall. I'm not going to do it for you, but you know, you sit up against the wall with your feet up, like holding yourself, and you fall asleep. You can see you guys doing that. Right? Not in the middle of shir. It's roi for Shayna, but it's not roi for achila. So why can't we use it for Shayna? The answer is the Mordechai l'chor. What's the Chacham Tzvi saying? Doesn't have to be royal chol tashmishim. Don't you see from the basic shear of a sukkah that the sukkah has to be royal chol tashmishim to be kosher? And be'emes, it's not just the Beis Halevi. The Gaon, Bir Agro, seems to allude to the same idea. The Vilna Gaon is always kurz and sharp, right? He's always short and sharp, short and to the point. So on this Ramah that quotes the Mordechai, the Gaon says a little bit. What does he say? Ve'im v'chule d'lohavya v'chule. He won't even tell you. He won't even quote the whole Ramah. Like ve'im v'chule d'ahavya v'chule. Just so you know what he's talking about. He quotes the Ramah, makes reference to the Mordechai in the Ramah. Then he says, "Kumo she'ena machzekes rosho v'rubo b'shulchan." Period. And he brings another rabbit. Kemo she'ena machzekes rosho v'rubo b'shulchan. We're talking about star from Ganovim. Dr. Goyen, like Eina Machzekes Rosho Verubo Veshulchan. What does one have to do with the other? Hainu Hach, that's the Beis Halevi. The Goyen is saying, look at that halacha. Eina Machzekes Kedei Rosho Verubo Veshulchan. Meaning, let's say it's Machzek Rosho Verubo Veshulchan. It's only 6 by 6 tvachim. So that sukkah is possible. Possible legami, not just for achila, but even for shayna. Frek the Gaon, he doesn't ask, but he's hinting to the fact that why is it possible? It's not possible for shayna. Why should we possible the sukkah legami? It's not roi for achila, but it's roi for shayna. So let the person sleep in the sukkah. Must be like the Mordechai that if it's not roi lechol tashmishim, then it's possible legami for any tashmish, even for the tashrish that it is roi for. Just like the Mordechai says that if it's not roi for Shayna, it's possible for Achila. Right? Zok the Gaon. The source of the Mordechai is if it's Eina Machzekes Kedei Rosho V'rubo V'shulchano, it's possible for what? Right? It's possible for achila, so it's possible for Shayna too. Right? Both ways. The Mordechai is talking about something that's possible for Shayna. Now we're talking about something that's possible for achila. Right? If it's not ro'i, just like in the case of Enam Afzekas, Kli Rosh of Ruvo B'Shulchano, it's not ro'i for achila kedarka, so it's possible even for Shayna. So comes the Mordechai and says, if it's not ro'i for Shayna because you're afraid of Ganovim, then it should be possible for achila as well. L'chora, the Beis Halevi has a good time. That's be'etzim what the Gaon was saying. That from Sukkah, Shayna Machzekas, Kli Rosh of Ruvo B'Shulchano, we see a raya machracha. So the Mordechai is so that it has to be raya l'chol tashmish for it to be kosher for any tashmish. What's the chacham tzvi going to do? The chacham tzvi knew the gemara. It's like, what's going on over here? It's a pel. Is it really a pel? What's the answer for the chacham tzvi? So if you know that sugi a little bit, just a little, it's a tough sugi. If you know that sugi on the Avgim Alam and Aleph, Emma says this kasha on the Chacham Tzvi is not a kasha at all. In fact, most Rishonim seem to go, most Rishonim, Achronim, seem to go like the Chacham Tzvi and not the Mordechai. See, if you only had the Bir Agua, you'd say to yourself, ah, forget about it. The Chacham Tzvi, put it away. I feel bad for him, but you know, he made a mistake. No, but if you know the Sugi, you realize the Chacham Tzvi is standing on very solid territory. Let's look at that Sugi. Just, we're not going to rehash the whole thing. But let's look at it for a few minutes, just to understand the basic svar. The Gemara says that if it's Eina Machzekes, Kedei Rosh HaRuvo V'Shulchano, the Sukkah is Psula. Why is that true? Why is that true? If it's only Machzek 6x6, only Machzek 6x6, it's Psula. Why? So the Rif is a very famous statement. Right? The Rif points out that there actually are two machlokas in Beshami Beis Hillel, the Rav Dafkin. Right? One is about Sukkah Gedola, and the other is by Sukkah Ketana. What's Sukkah Gedola? Sukkah Gedola means that you have a regular size Sukkah, 20 feet by 20 feet, let's say. Plenty of room for the whole family. Right? But the Shulchan, Rosho Verubo Besukkah, the problem is that the Shulchan is inside the home and he's right at the edge of the Sukkah. So the Shaila is, all we go there, Shema Yimashach HaShulchan or not? Beshamay is gozer and Beisibul is not gozer. Machlokas Tanaim, but he gozer Shamay Moshech HaShulchan or not. So there are two machlokas in Beisham and Beisibul. One is about a Sukkah Gedola, whether we're afraid that Shamay Moshech HaShulchan. And the other is about a Sukkah Ketana, what's the smallest size Sukkah? Beshamay says Zayin al Zayin Tvachim, and Beisibul says Vav al Vav Tvachim. Is there any relationship between these two machlokas? Or they like just happen to be, they're both arguing about Sukkah, but they're totally different issues. So the Rif says, no, it's really one yisod. It's one yisod. Look, Sukkah Gedola, we know, is about Gzera. The Gemara says, Beferish, Abbe Shammai says, Gzera Shem Yimashach HaShulchano. That's why you're not allowed to sit in a Sukkah, even though there's plenty of room in the Sukkah, but you're close to the, your Shulchan is Besoch HaBayis, you're right at the edge, we're afraid that you'll lean over. You know, you want to eat like a mensch. So you're not gonna eat in a way that the food is gonna fall on your pants. So we're afraid that you'll be nimshach achar shulchan. Why does Beis Shammai hold that the sukkah that's less than Zayin al Zayin is possible? So it says the Rif also because Shema Yimashach HaShulchan. It's the same svar. Shema Yimashach HaShulchan. Because if it's only Vav al Vav, where's the Shulchan? The Shulchan has to be outside the Sukkah. Vav al Vav, there's room for the person, there's no room for the Shulchan. So just like if you have a big sukkah, right? But the person's shulchan is outside the sukkah. He's sitting over here, but his shulchan is outside the sukkah. So we're afraid he'll be nimshach after the shulchan. Same thing is true if you have a small sukkah. He might have a table there, he might not have a table there, but he'll bring the table. But he can't bring the table inside if he only has 6 by 6. He has to have a table outside. So Zog the Riff, it's the same chashash. Shema Yimoshech Achar Shulchano. Maybe you'll be Nimshach Achar Shulchano outside the sukkah. Chat Taimahu. And the Riff says, because it's Chat Taimah, we know we paskin like Beishamai in Sukkah Katana, that it has to be Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. So if it's Chat Taimah, then we must paskin like Beishamai in Sukkah Gadol as well. That's what the Riff says. Because since it's Chad time, and we paskin like this reason, then we have to paskin like him in both places. That's the Riff. Right? The Riff says that the basis of both Sukkah Katana and Sukkah Gedola is the Gzera of Shemi Mashiach HaKha Shulchan. That's the Riff. So what's the din? Let's say there is no chashash that you'll be Nimshach HaKha Shulchan. Let's say there is no chashash in a Sukkah Katana. Can you think of a case where there's no chashash? Remember? Let's say you have the table inside a big sukkah. Right, let's say the person is sitting. He's sitting inside a small sukkah, and his table is inside the big sukkah. Well, even if he's nimshach after the shulchan, he's still going to be sitting inside a sukkah. What should the din be according to the Riff? Let's say this sukkah is only 6 by 6. It's a sukkah katana. What's the din? So comes the Sfas Emes. Discuss this Sfas Emes in great detail, right? Sfas Emes and says, no. Lo plug. Chazal made a lo plug. The shear of a sukkah katana is 7 by 7 tefachim. Yes, it's according to the Riff, it's based on Shemi Moshech Achar Shulchano. But even if there's no Gzeir of Shemi Moshech, nevertheless, there's a minimum shear size, there's a minimum size to the sukkah. Low plug. Chazal made a low plug. So even if the Gzeir is not Shaykh, it doesn't matter. It has to be 7 by 7. It has to be 7 by 7. Chazal made it below plug, even though it stems from a Gzeir, but it's really a shear below plug. So if you take the approach of the Sfas Emes, is there really a raya from a sukkah katana, from Einam Achzekes, Kedei Rosh HaVerubah, V'Shulchano, to the Mordechai? It's not a raya at all. The whole raya was that we said, if the sukkah is 6 by 6 tefachim, it's roi for Shena. So why isn't it roi for Achila? If the whole problem, right, the whole problem of Vav Al Vav is that it's not roi for Shena. Excuse me, if it's Vav Al Vav, it's roi for Shena, but it's not roi for Achila. So let it be roi for Shena. Why do we say that it's possible? It's roi for Shena. The size of the sukkah is roi for Shena. I'm not afraid I'll be drawn to the table. There is no table b'shar Shena, so what could be the problem? That was the kasha that we asked. It's a raya to the Mordechai that if it's not roi for Achila, then it's possible for Shena as well. No! The Sfas Emes says this is not a din that a sukkah that's not roi for Achila Kedarka, it's not roi for Lechol Tashmish, and then it's posel even for Shane. Right? Eina machzekes kei rosho v'rubo v'shochano is posel even for Shane, and not because it's not roi for an Achila Kedarka. No, it's a shear in the chefza shel sukkah. Chazal made a shear that it has to be zayin al zayin tefachin. It's a halach in the chefza shel sukkah. So once there's this halacha in the chefza shel sukkah, then it doesn't matter that vav al vav is roi for shena. That's the halacha. The halacha is it needs that shear. It has to be that shear. It's a din in the chefza shel sukkah. It's not a din that it's possible because it's not roi l'chol tashmish. No. But there's a gzeira shemim moshech achar shulchano. So because of that chazal, right? Because of that we have a halacha l'mosh misinai that if it's less than. If it's less than Zayin HaZayin Tvachim, it's possible. So Chazal now said that any sukkah that's less than Zayin HaZayin Tvachim is possible, no matter whether it's roi for something or not. It's a din in the chefza shel sukkah that there's a shear in a sukkah. There's a shear in a sukkah. So even if it's roi for Shein, it's still going to be possible. Why? Because if it's not roi for achil, it's possible for shayna? No, because there's a shear that's said in the chavtza shel sukkah that if it doesn't have zayin zayin tmochim, then the sukkah psul. Similarly, there are rishonim who argue with the Rif, who say that sukkah gadol, sukkah katana, never the twain shall meet. They're totally different halachas. Gzeir of Shemi Moshech applies to Sukkah Gedola, but not to Sukkah Katan, according to other Rishonim. Like the Balamar that I asked you to see. The Rif says that Shemi Moshech applies to both, but the Balamar says Sukkah Katan has nothing to do with Shemi Moshech. What is Sukkah Katan about? Sukkah Diras Keva Be'in. Abaya and Avzayin of Abay says Sukkah Diras Keva Be'in. Sukkah Diras Keva Be'in is a host of different Tanoim who hold Sukkah Diras Keva Be'in. And one of these is Beis Shammai in Sukkah Katana, that a sukkah has to be a minimum of Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, because you need a Diras Keva. There has to be a sense of permanence in a sukkah. So we asked, Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina, we don't paskin like that. We paskin what? Sukkah Diras Arai. The sukkah has to be a temporary structure. That's why you can't make it taller than 20 amas. What's Abaya saying? What, we paskin like Beis Shammai that the sukkah has to be at least Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, because Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina. But we don't paskin Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina. Says the Baal Amar, Nandana. It's a diras arai, of course, but you need a kfiyus of this, right? Even the rabbanon, even the chacham that we paskin like hold, if you need a little bit of a kfiyus in a sukkah, it can't be just, you know, a completely flimsy structure. But kfiyus is a relative concept, right? There are multiple ways to define keva. So we say it doesn't have to be so. It can't be so keva that the schach is taller than 20 amas. Because if it's taller than 20 amas, you have to make it so strong. That strong, it's not supposed to be. But strong enough that it looks a little permanent, Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, that it does have to be. Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, yes. Basil says, no, not even that kind of keva. It's enough if it's 6x6. No, it doesn't have to be Zayin al Zayin Tfachim. What's the shear of Zayin al Zayin according to the Baal Amar? Based on Shema Yimoshe. Not based on the fact that, well, if it's possible for Achila Kedarka, then it's possible for Shaina. No, nothing about the same thing. It's a shear in the sukkah. It's a shear in the sukkah. A sukkah of Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, according to the Sfasem is going within the Rif, that sukkah katana that's 6x6 Tfachim is possible because of Shemi Yimashech, but he still says it's a shear in the sukkah, that the sukkah always has to be Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, because lo polot chacham, and the chacham never made a distinction. It's not because if it's not roi for achila, it can't be roi for shein. No, it's a shear in the sukkah. According to the Baal Amar, it's zicha a shear in the sukkah. Sukkah katana has nothing to do with Shemi Yimashech. That's a din of sukkah gedola. Sukkah katana is all about diras keva be'inan. You need a sense of permanence. You need a basic shear in the sukkah so that it looks like a davar choshev, like some kind of a diras keva, some kind of a permanent structure. It's a shear in the sukkah. It's a shear in the sukkah. It's not a din that if it's not roi for achila, because you can't fit your shulchan in there, it's not roi for shayna either. It has nothing to do with that. It's a shear in the sukkah itself. So there's no raya to the Mordechai whatsoever, says the Chacham. The Chacham Tzvi would say, he doesn't talk about it, but he would say there's no raya at all. Because the din of sukkah katana, right, that you have to be able to be machzik the shulchan in the sukkah too, it has to be zayin al zayin tfachim. That's not because if you can't be machzik the shulchan, if it's only 6x6, now it's not roi for achila kedarka. So if it's not roi for achila kedarka, it's not roi for kol tashmishim, then it's possible for shayna as well. No, it's not the Mordechai. The reason why if it only holds 6x6 tfachim, the sukkah is psula even for shayna, is because there's a shear in the sukkah. A shear in the sukkah, either because of a low plug or because diras keva be'inan. There's a shear in the sukkah that has to be a minimum of 7x7 tfachim, period. So that 6x6, the reason why you can't sleep in it is because it's missing the shear. Not because it's not roi for achim. There is no connection between the two. Just because it's only roi for shayna, that doesn't pass the sukkah. The problem is there's no shear. So if there's no shear, then it's a sukkah psula. There's nothing to do. That's how the Chacham Tzvi would answer. Kasha of the Beis Halevi, the Rai of the Vilna Gaon. So where did the Beis Halevi get it from? Where did the Vilna Gaon get it from? The Vilna Gaon didn't know the Baal Amar. He didn't know the Rif. I mean, he didn't have to know the Sfas Emes, but he didn't know the Baal Amar. He didn't know the Baal Amar. Well, what's the Vilna Gaon saying? What's the answer? Where did the Vilna Gaon get this from? From the Ramban in the Melchamas. Again, we're really just touching on this. So yeah, this is really like a chazara. I'm sorry for the new Talmidim because we're running through this a little too fast. But you have to, it's a beautiful sugya. We really should look at the sugya in greater detail, but we spent so much time on this sugya. I'm just making reference to it to explain our Gemara, to explain the machlokes, the Mordechai and the Chacham Tzvi. What does the Ramban say? If the sukkah is only 6x6 tefachim, it's possible. Why? Because there's a din shear in the sukkah? Lopolo chachamim? Diras keva ve'inon? Nein. Dr. Ramban of the Melchamis. Kevan she'en lo mokom b'sukkah so lo ni'el bo shulchanom. Psulo. If you don't have a mokom for the shulchan, it's only 6x6 tefachim, it's possible. If he leaves the shulchan outside the sukkah, he'll be nimshach achas shulchano. He'll draw himself afterwards. After the shulchan. So because of that gezeira, the rabbanon, now it's not roy for achila. Says the Ramban, afilu lishan ulishanein ulatayelba olecho lupito biyada psula. So then even to sleep in it, or the tayelba to spend time in it, or even if he decides to eat with pito b'yado without the shulchan, so there's no chashash that he'll be nimshach achas shulchano, because there is no shulchan. Ramban says it's still possible. Shekol she'eino ru'uya la'achila kedarko l'chol mili d'suka eino suka. That's a yisod in Ramban. It's a vort. If it's eino ru'uya la'achila kedarko u'l'chol mili d'suka eino suka. If it's not roi la'achila kedarko, then it's not roi for shein. It's not roi for teal. Why not? But you only need a shulchan to be metayo. You only need a shulchan to sleep. Rosho v'rubo, it's machzik. So who cares that it's not roi for achila kedaka? Use it for shayna. It's possible for achila, but it's kosher for shayna. Talk to Ramban, if it's not roi la achila kedaka, and achila kedaka does meant with a shulchan, ain't a sukkah. Al pitin, it doesn't have a din sukkah. It's not a dira. Ramban is saying it's not a dira, it's not a sukkah. It's not just that you're mitstayer ba'achila, it's not roi for achila kedarka. If it's not roi for an achila kedarka, ain't a sukkah. That's the raya of the gon. The gon is bringing a raya from Eina Machzekas Kedei Rosho V'rubo V'shulchano, from the Ramban's interpretation of Eina Machzekas Kedei Rosho V'shulchano. It's the third and final interpretation. Why is a sukkah that's 6x6 tefachim psula? Even for Shayna. Why? Why is it possible for Shayna? According to this Vasemes, it's a low plug. Even though the real psul is based on Xera, but Lopolok HaChamim, they said that's a Shir. According to the Balamar, it's even more linked. It's linked Me'ikar Adin to Shir, because you need a Diras Keva, you need a basic sense of permanence in the Sukkah. Basic structure of the Sukkah. It's a Din Shir! If it's a Din Shir, that has nothing to do with the Mordechai's Yisod. Just because it's Eina Ru'iyah L'Achila Kedarka, so what? It could be Ru'iyah for Shayna. But if you have a shear in the Sukkah that it has to be Zayin HaZayin Tefachim, then if it's not Zayin HaZayin Tefachim, it's possible for Shayna, period. But according to the Ramban, there is no such thing as a shear in the Sukkah. The idea is that the Sukkah has to be Ru'iyah L'Chol Tashmishim, and if it's not Ru'iyah L'Achila Kedarka, it's not Ru'iyah L'Chol Tashmishim, Eina Sukkah. Then that's not called a Sukkah. So from the Ramban, you really do see like the Mordechai. So it turns out that there really is no kasha against the Chacham Tzvi. The Beis Halevi's kasha, the Groz Raya, that's not a raya against the Chacham Tzvi, because he could hide behind the Sfas Emes, he could hide behind the Baal Amor. What really emerges is that the machlokas, the Mordechai and the Chacham Tzvi, seems to be a machlokas who shown them on Daf Gimel how to learn this case. Is it because of the Yisod of the Mordechai that a sukkah that's 6x6 tefachim is possible, or is it because it's something totally different? Machlokas we've shown him, and that lechora is dependent on the machlokas of Mordechai and Chacham Tzvi. Questions? Okay. The main raya. I'm sorry, Gedalia.
Yeah, just referencing a gemara from earlier, you said that Sholei Dinos are pater from building a sukkah, and Abai quoted Tishuk and Dizuru as a source for that. So let's say, I don't know, pick like the Ritva. So wouldn't that also be against the Chacham Tzvi? Not that he's tied onto a Bai, but Chacham Tzvi saying that Teshuvah Kein Tedur is all about your yeshiva and the sukkah. And it's touring your yeshiva, but Abai was using it to pass you from building the sukkah altogether. Meaning, right. The way that the Ritzma learns it, it's that's clearly not
the way that Rashi yeshiva. Is learning also. What
right.
Rashi says that he's mitzvah to get there, so because he's mitzvah to bring his Klei Tashmish, so therefore he's going to be potter. Is he saying he's going to be potter from building the sukkah? That the sukkah is not called a sukkah? If he were to build the sukkah there, he's saying the sukkah is not called a sukkah because it doesn't have his Klei Tashmish in it.
But the Gemara's question was that he's not going to have to build it. It's potter. Build the sukkah. To build it, even.
He's potter from sitting in the sukkah. He's potter from sitting in the sukkah because he's not going to bring his Klei Tashmish anyway. If someone else builds the sukkah, he's still potter from sitting in the sukkah because he doesn't have his Klei Tashmish there. Because it's a tircha to bring his Klei Tashmish. So is that a p'tur in the binyan sukkah? What is he? Doesn't have to build the sukkah, or that he's potter from sitting in the sukkah because he's mitzvah to bring his Klei Tashmish there. According to the Ritva, it's a little different. According to the Ritva, it's that since he doesn't live in the soda, b'derech keva, right? So he has no diras keva, so he's not mechuyav to build a sukkah. Right? It relates more to binyan sukkah. It's not because it's not royal l'chol tashmishim. I'm saying it's a similar idea. The Chacham Tzvi seems to want to say that Teshuvah Kein Tedur is a din in the mitzvahs yeshiva. It's not a din in the binyan sukkah. Whereas you see, at least according to the Ritva, Abai is relating it to binyan sukkah. Right? Again, according to Rashi, I'm not sure that it's related to binyan sukkah. Because ultimately he'll be mitzvah to bring his Klei Tashmish there, so therefore we don't have to force him to build a sukkah, because what's the point? Even if he builds the sukkah and we call it a sukkah, but he's still mitzvah to bring his Klei Tashmish there. According to the Ritva, I hear what you're saying, right? That it's not shayach to build a sukkah. If he doesn't have a diras kava there, then he shouldn't be mechuyav to build a sukkah. What does one have to do? That's not Teshuvah Kein Tedur. Teshuvah Kein Tedur should relate to the yeshiva sasukkah, not to the binyan sukkah. I hear, but that's only one pshat in the Mishnah. I hear what you're suggesting. Question? Okay. The raya that we're focusing so much attention on, the raya of the Levi and the Vilna Gaon, relates to the connection between the size of the sukkah that you need for achila and the size that you need for shein. So it's not that interesting. What comes out of the Gra and the Beis Halevi is that they're clearly assuming that a sukkah that's vav avot tvachim is big enough for shein. That's the assumption of the whole kasha, right? That enim achzegas teirosha v'ruba v'shulchano is not roi for achila, but it's roi for shein. It's roi for shein. Aye, so if it's roi for shena, why is it possible for shena? The answer is, since it's not roi for achila kedarka, therefore it's possible even for shena, like the Ramban in the Milchamas Hashem. So comes the Truma Sadeshin and says, you see a fundamental yesod from this Mordechai, right? From the Gra, from the Mordechai, from the Beis Halevi. The fundamental yesod is that even if a person doesn't have room in his sukkah to sleep without crumpling up his limbs, right, without curling up, he's mechuyev to sleep in the sukkah. He's not called a mitzvah. Because if he would be called a mitzvah, then how can you say that the shear for a sukkah, for shayna, is 6x6 tvachim? Right? No one can sit in 6x6 tvachim without curling up their feet. So if a person is mitzvah, if most people would be mitzvah to curl up their feet to sleep, so then how can you say that that's a shear sukkah for shayna? That's what the Trumas Hadeshen discusses. Trumas Hadeshen asked the Shaila. The Trumas Hadeshen actually was not asked the Shaila. We know I've mentioned this multiple times. The Trumas Hadeshen is a sefer of Shailas V'Tshuvas, but it's Shailas that he made up. He was never asked these Shailas, but he wanted to talk about certain topics. So he wrote a Shaila and he wrote a Tshuva. So he develops these ideas. These weren't Shailas that he received. It's a great sefer, but he collects from the Rishonim, but these are not real shilas that he got. He writes in the Hakdoma. These are not real shilas that he got, but rather, he thought of the shilas because he wanted to address these in Yonim. So what does he say? Mishetzalo amakom besukah l'sheina, be'inyin zeh sheina yochal lisha v'pishet gufo v'raglov, mikri kagad mitzar olav. Shumas Hadesh and Simen Tzadi Beis. What's the din? If a person has to crumple up his gufo v'raglov, his body and his feet, is he called a mitzvah or not? And the Chumash Hadeshah concludes, the lo mifta, yeroi, the lo mifta, b'sheinah, misukah, b'mei mitzvah zeh. Can't be. And his raya is, we know that the shir sukkah katana is zayin tfachim. He makes a cheshbon. Shir gufo shel stam bnei adam is gimel amos, which is yud ches tfachim. Leaving out the meyat, he basically says a person can sit, right? A person can sit rosh of rubo v'shulchano, but it's not going to be more than 10 tfachim. So it's not going to be more than 10 tfachim, rosh of rubo v'shulchano. But yet, rosh of rubo of a person is yud ches tfachim, he makes the cheshbon. Because stam bnei adam are gimel amos. Guess not the chazanish amos, right? Gimel, the chazanish is almost 2 feet, so stam bnei adam are 6 feet. I don't know, maybe. That's what he says. The Gemara says that stam bnei adam, the size of the height of gimel of stam bnei adam is gimel amos. That's yud ches tfachim. But rosh of rubo of a person is only going to be yud tfachim. So what happened to the other 8 tfachim? That's his feet. That's exactly the point. So where are the feet? If rosh of rubo only holds yud tfachim, then where are the person's feet? Must be that you're crumpling up. You're curling up your feet. So you're not mitzdar, says the Trumas HaNeshim. Can't be mitzdar that way, because if so, then that wouldn't be a shear. Sukkah Katana. Sounds like you should have to crumple up your feet. And says the Ramah, the Ramah paskens like this. Ramah says that even if a person has to crumple up the feet, he's mechuyav to do that. He's not mitzdar. He's not mitzdar because you see from the din of the Mordechai, right? You see from this idea that if it's not ro'oi, if it wouldn't be ro'oi for Shana, if a sukkah is not roi for Shaina, then it's possible even for Achil and Shasiya. That's the Mordechai's halacha. So think about it. A sukkah that's 6x6 tfachim, or even a sukkah that's 7x7 tfachim, you still have to be kofa gufo v'raglov. You have to wrap up your feet. Because if you don't crumple up your feet, you're not going to have room to sleep, even if it's Zion by Zion tfachim. So how can a sukkah of Zion al Zion tfachim be kosher for Achila? I thought we just said if it is machzakas rosh of rubo v'shulchan, if it's zayin al zayin tfachim, it's kosher. But that's not a makom that's roi for shayna. Because how's that roi for shayna? He's mitzdayer. Says the Ramah, based on the Trumas HaNeshim, you see that a person is not called a mitzdayer even if he has to wrap up his feet into the makom in order to be able to sleep. He's not a mitzdayer. Rov b'nei adam can do that. Yeah, if he's an istinis, anine hadas, if he's an exception to the rule where he needs his makom, you know, he needs his duck's bed. And if he doesn't have enough room, forget the bed. If he doesn't have the room, he's going to feel uncomfortable. It's okay. For him, it's mitzvah. But for rov bnei adam, it's not like that, says the Rama. So a person is mechuyev to crumple up his feet in order to sleep in the sukkah, because you see that from the din of the Mordechai, it must be that you're not mitzvah to do that. Because if you were mitzvah to do that, then a sukkah of Zion al Zion tfachim would be possible for Achila. Because according to the Mordechai, if it's possible for Shana, if you're mitzvah for Shana, then you'd be mitzvah for Achila too. So it must be that it's not a tzar to be kofa your feet, to wrap up the feet in order to be able to sleep. It's really a peledik halacha that we can't relate to, because, you know, we need a lot of room to sleep. It's very hard to fathom this, but that's what the Trumas HaDeshen says. Put two and two together. Put the Mordechai together with the basic shir of a sukkah, and you come out, when you flip it, you come out that it has to be that you're not mitzdar to be kofa gufo viraglov, because if you would be mitzdar, then it's the sukkah's not right for Shaina, even if it's Zion al Zion. It's not going to be right for Achila. So it must be that you're not mitzdar. Just one moment. Chacham Tzvi says punk fakert. He says punk fakert. From the sheer of Eina Machzekes Kerosh of Rubo v'Shulchano, I have my biggest raya against the Mordechai, based on what we just said. Because Zion al Zion Tfachim, the Gemara says, Beferish is kosher for a sukkah, for Achila. And yet, come on, who's not going to be mitzdayer like that, to sleep like that? Sleep in Zion al Zion Tfachim? I mean, come on. You have to crumple yourself up. Of course you're mitzvah, says the Chacham Tzvi. The exact opposite of the Trumas HaNeshim. What's your point of departure? The Trumas HaNeshim's point of departure is, he says, look, I know what the basic shir of a sukkah is, Zayin al Zayin Tfach. I know the Mordechai says that if something is not roi for one of the Tashmishim, then it's possible entirely. Right? So if you tell me that a person is mitzvah to fold himself up in Zion al Zion Tfachim and to sleep that way, So then a sukkah of Zayin al Zayin Tvachim should be possible even for Achil and Shasiya because it's not Roy for Shein. So it must be that you're not mitzvah to sleep that way. Tez the Chacham Tzvi, punkt vaker, that's my biggest raya against the Mordechai. Right? That since Avada, you're going to be mitzvah to sleep in a sukkah of Zayin al Zayin Tvachim, so how can you eat in a sukkah of Zayin al Zayin Tvachim? Because the two have nothing to do with each other. Even if a sukkah is possible, or even if you'd be putter in a sukkah of Zayin al Zayin Tvachim, you'd be potter from sleeping because you're mitzdayer, you're still chayev to sit in that sukkah, to eat in that sukkah. You're not mitzdayer to eat that way. Now, people can crumble themselves up if they're eating, that's okay. You know, they'll eat like that. But to sleep, you're not comfortable to sleep. Zokter Chacham Tzvi, you might be potter from Shena because you're mitzdayer that way, but that doesn't make you potter from Achila because a sukkah doesn't have to be royal l'chol tashmishin. Punkt verkehrt. The Chacham Tzvi takes the Trumas Nedeshin and stands it on its head. He says, I start from the other direction. I'll say, Avada Yom Mitzvah to sleep in a sukkah that's 6x6 fachim, or even 7x7 fachim. And yet you're allowed to eat in such a sukkah, because just because it's not Roy L'Sheina doesn't mean that it's not Roy for Achila, because the two have nothing to do with each other.
According to the Trumas Nedeshin, who said that the crumbling up would not be Mitzvah, and therefore we see that it has to do with that since it's not good for all three, there would be no good. But what if, according to Ramban, who said that if it's like or if it's not the normal way of doing it, then it would make it a sukkah.
Right.
So if you're crumbling yourself up in a 7x7 sukkah, according to Ramban, wouldn't that also be Lokadarga?
So do you consider eating in a Zayin al Zayin sukkah crumpled up with your table? With your one tefach table, you consider that kedaka? Apparently, we don't really understand what kedaka means. You know, for us, kedaka means sitting at a nice dining room table, or at least a kitchen table, right? A kitchen table with berevah, with a normal chair. So apparently, our understanding of what kedaka is a little different. So if you can fathom that if the sukkah is machzik, rosho, verugo, v'shulchona, that's called achila kedaka, then it's not so strange to say that just take out the table. And that's called the Shena Kedarka. The whole point of the Chacham Tzvi is, come on, there is a difference. For Shena, people normally require more. They're willing to eat, even if they're not completely comfortable. But for Shena, they feel like if they have to sit there for 5 hours, for 6 hours, for 7 hours, whatever, however long a person's going to sleep, he can get a backache like that. So he's saying people need more. But apparently the Trumas Hadeshin is saying not like that. He's saying that, again, we can't fathom this because we're used to, you know, much more. But in those times, I guess, if the Gemara considered Achila Kedaka, even Zayin al-Zayin Tvachim, then Sheina Kedaka could be blah, 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 Tvachim. Okay, yeah.
If the Chacham Tzvi is true, then
why would the Chachamim make a minimum shear of Shiva where you're not ready for Shiva? Why would they create a shear where you wouldn't be ready to sleep in? You tell me what's the answer to that question.
Because
exactly, the Chachamim are saying the minimum shear for
Achila
is Zayin al-Zayin Tvachim. That's not for Shayna. It's not the minimum shear for Shayna.
But
Shayna
is part of the mitzvah,
so
like, why would they make a shear where you can't sleep?
He's saying, why wouldn't they give a shear for Shayna?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Yes.
Isn't that the whole point that there is no shear? You only need one shear. It doesn't need to be royal full touch machine.
Correct. Right. So you're saying the minimum shear is taka zayin al zayin tvachim, but you have to determine whether you're mitzdayer for shena. If you're not mitzdayer for shena, then you can be yotzei for shena there too. What is shena more of a subjective shear? I don't want to say that. Is it subjective? Why don't Chazal give a shear for Shayna? According to the Chacham Tzvi, that's the sticking point of the Chacham Tzvi. It turns out that we don't even know what the shear for Shayna is. We know the shear for Achila, that's Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. But according to the Chacham Tzvi, we don't even know the shear for Shayna. Because Zayin al Zayin Tvachim is not the shear. A person's going to be mitzdayer with that shear. So what taka is the shear? Zogimar? That is the sticking point with the Chacham Tzvi. Yoni. So that's why I was troubled with this whole discussion, because before you get to the Ramah and the Trumas Hadeshin, we thought that Rosho Verubo defines the person. So why can't you really have your legs sticking out of the sukkah? Why is everyone assuming that you're crumpling your body up? See, everyone's assuming that you're crumpling. Who has to crumple anything? Maybe my feet can be outside the sukkah, because as long as Roshi Verubi are inside the sukkah, that's sufficient. Apparently what they're assuming is that we don't make a shear. We don't say a person is sitting in the sukkah if Rosh or Verubah is inside the sukkah. That might be the ikkar of the person, but to make a shear that all you need is Rosh or Verubah inside the sukkah, apparently they feel like that doesn't make sense. A person inside the sukkah means he's entirely in the sukkah. I don't know, I was grappling with this. I looked high and low, and I didn't see anyone saying this. Apparently you see that they're assuming that your whole body is supposed to be in the sukkah. You can't have a shear for the sukkah that's not going to include your whole body. The question is, how big is that shear to make it comfortable? The Chacham Chi says it's more than Zayin Zayin Tvachim. The Chumash Sanhedrin says it can't be. It can't be, because if you put the minimum shear for a sukkah together with the Mordechai, it can't be more than Zayin Zayin Tvachim. Because if it is, then something is not going to fit in. Then it'll turn out that the sukkah is not Roy for Shayna, but it's Roy for Achila, and then it should be possible even for Achila. Interesting. Very interesting. Mishnah Berurah adds another dimension to the Shita of the Mordechai. This idea that we have to have a sukkah made in such a way that it's roi l'chol tashmisha, the person is not going to be missed that. Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sefer Nahar Shalom, one of the Gedolei Poskim. Nahar Shalom writes, what happens if a person made a sukkah in such a way that he does feel comfortable sleeping there, and then somehow the sukkah became smaller over Yom Tov, something broke or whatever, so it became smaller. Now he has to crumple himself up. What's the din? So he says, in such a case, he should sleep there, right? In such a case, excuse me, if he, even if it's not roy for him to sleep there because he feels uncomfortable, he can still eat there. The Sefer Nahar Shalom says that, let's say we're talking about a person who really does feel uncomfortable crumpling himself up. The shear of crumpling is for Robin Adam. But this guy is Ma'unah Kfei. I think we all are in that category. Right? Bezman Hazeh, everyone is Ma'unah. Everyone is a Mafunuk enough. I'm going to call us Mafunukim for this. Right? Everyone is enough of a Mafunuk that Zayin or Zayin Tvachim is going to be too small for them to sleep. So let's say the area was enough Mitchila for eating, for sleeping, but then somehow the area got smaller and the person can't sleep without crumpling himself up. Zok the Sefer Nahar Shalom, you're potter from sleeping because you're mitzdar, but you're still mechuyev to eat. Aye, but the sukkah is not roi l'chol tashmishim, says the Sefer Nahar Shalom, kevin the b'sheba eis ha'asiyah roi l'didei l'chol lishan sham, it's kosher. Since at least b'eis ha'asiyah, it was roy for this individual lecho v'lishan sham. It was roy lechol tashmishim b'shas asiyah sasuka. That's enough. I saw the Sefer Mekorei Kodesh in the footnote there. That's not Rav Tzvi Pesachai. That's his son-in-law, Rav Yosef Cohen. In the footnote, he points out that lechora, this is really meduyak in the lashon of the Mordechai. What does the Mordechai say? He's the mar of the shmaitzi. He's the one who says that the sukkah has to be roy lechol tashmishim. What is he saying? Davka shasa sukaso mitchila b'makom haroy lecho v'lishtos v'lishambo. What's the key word? Mitchila. Right? The problem is that if it's done mitchila in a place where it's not roy lechol tashmishim, that's a problem. But if mitchila it's done where it's roy lechol tashmishim and later it became ein roy lechol tashmishim, according to the Mordechai, that's okay. So the first yesod we see is that to be koveya the sukkah as roi l'chol tashmishim. What's the zman? What's the critical moment? The time, the shas binyan asukkah, the shas asiyah. That's nekuda. That's the first point. Akiva.
Just specifically on that point,
would the Mordechai then say it's all or nothing? Or even if, let's say you build it perfectly from the beginning and it's really to do all of your things, then along the way one of those factors gets knocked off. It says you're putter, but now that we're getting more specific, are you now still hiding the other things?
Yeah. The Sefer Nahar Shalom would say that you're part of what you meant star in, but you're mechuyev to do the other things because it is a sukkah, so why wouldn't I be mechuyev to do the other things?
More
if
I just sound like it was like it's an all or nothing kind of situation.
No, but it's nikva b'shas asiya. That's the chiddush here that the Mishnah Berurah is introducing. Yes?
Let's say you make it on Motzei Yom Kippur, you make your sukkah, and then before Chag starts, it becomes inaroy for one of the tashmishim. So Mordechai would say what? That you need to then fix it, or it's okay.
Before the chag.
And Yud Gimel, one of the walls collapses, and now I only have a shem.
Can we look at it, b'shas asiyah, before the chag? I think we're assuming that at the beginning of the chag, it's roi l'chol tashmishim. But is it just b'shas asiyah? L'chor, at the beginning of the chag, it has to be roi l'chol tashmishim. Yes.
I think there's a chlokas then that we discussed, that there's a sheet out there that you would have to even have some sort of either maisa or das at the beginning of sukkahs. Even if you already built your
if it's not royal chol tashmishim, you're saying if the sukkah becomes possible,
you have some sort of kavana for the mitzvah of sukkahs at shas never sukkah starts. Even if you built it before,
no. What Sam is saying is that according to the Mordechai, let's say it became. Okay, let's say I built the sukkah a few days before Sukkot, and then before Sukkot it was Enaroy L'chol Tashmish. So L'chora, it never was a sukkah. It only becomes a sukkah at the time when Yom Tov begins. So it never was a sukkah. So then it's possible. So what do you mean? And then it goes back and it's kosher, so then you have to have a kavana for sukkah. Your asiya was still a mice. Right? It's not tas below an asi. You made the sukkah properly. It's just, it wasn't Roy L'chol Tashmishim, so it can't be called a sukkah. But if now it's Roy L'chol Tashmishim, so then the sukkah that you made is like a Roy, so it should be okay.
Wait, so the one is Shas to see it. Can we like candle lighting or?
No. Yeah. I would say Ben Ashmoshes. Ben Ashmoshes of sukkahs. Yeah, Bechor. So this is one Shiloh. When are we Koveya that the sukkah is Roy L'chol Tashmishim? What's the Zman? The critical moment. But the second question is, who do we care about when we're trying to figure out if it's Roy L'chol Tashmishim? Is it a subjective issue that's dependent on each and every individual? Or is it the function of Rov B'nai Adam? So it's interesting, from the Sefer Nahar Shalom, you get the impression that we follow this individual. Because he says that if originally it was Roy L'chol Tashmishav, and then it became Ener Roy L'chol Tashmishav, that's okay, he can still be Yotzer with that sukkah. It sounds like the Nahar Shalom would say that if it was never Roy L'chol Tashmishim for this guy, because he's a Ma'unak Tvei, then it's not possible. Even though he's a Ma'unak Tvei, he's a Mafunak. He's not Rov B'nai Adam. Rov B'nai Adam would not be Mitztar from this sukkah. But for him, he would be Mitztar. Nahar Shalom says that's a Plaka problem. As long as Mitchila, it wasn't Roy L'chol Tashmishim for this individual. So that's what the Shara Tzion krigs on. He disagrees with the Sefer Nahar Shalom about this point. He agrees with him. He says, I think we should be koveya based on the Tchilas Asiya to determine whether it's Roy L'chol Tashmishim. We go back to the Tchilas Asiya Sasuka. But I think it's a function of Rov B'nai Adam, not this individual. If this individual is mitzvah in one of the Tashmishim but not in the others, it's a good sukkah for him. But it's not Roy L'chol Tashmishim for him. I don't care about him. We care about Rov B'nai Adam. It's an objective criterion. It's not a subjective criterion. And the Shaar HaTzion brings a raya from the Ram, because he says that the Sircha de Gagishti, you know, one of the cases in the Gemara, and I think Rava permitted one of the Amoraim not to sleep in the Sukkah because of Sircha de Gagishti. So the Ram says, Lo Shiehei Recha Mos Lakol. It's not that the Sukkah is so smelly that no one can handle it. Because if that's the case, then the sukkah is psula. Kidamina Lael Hani Shutzia Vishatsri and Mesakim by him, the game of the Sunny Rikhai or Shavak Lahubanofik. We had that case. If the sukkah is so smelly that no one can handle it, so then Avada, the sukkah is psula. There's no havamina that the sukkah should be kasha. This is a situation where it's a little smelly. So for this individual, it's smelly. So Rava said, if for him it's smelly, he doesn't have to sleep in the sukkah. He allowed him to sleep outside the sukkah. sleep outside of Sukkah. What sleep? Why did he say he could sleep and eat and do everything outside of Sukkah? Sounds like he was matter him to sleep outside of Sukkah, but not to eat outside the Sukkah. He has to eat in the Sukkah, but not sleep in the Sukkah. It's something that affects only him. It's a smell that affects only him, says the Ran. He's part of him sleeping in the Sukkah, but he has to eat in the Sukkah. He has to eat in the Sukkah. It's not royal chol tashmishit. How can he eat in the Sukkah? The Sukkah is psula for him. If he's mitzdayer to sleep in the Sukkah because of the smell, okay, the smell is not so great that other people are going to be mitzdayer. But he's mitzdayer, so then the Sukkah should be psula for him for achila too. What's the Gemara saying? Rava was... Rabbi patted him sleeping in the sukkah, mashma, that he attack has to eat in the sukkah. And some of the Rishonim say it beferish, that he has to eat in the sukkah. He's only patted him in the sleeping. How can that be? It's not real chol tashmish, it's not against the Mordechai. Says the Sharzian, no, it's not against the Mordechai. Since for most people, it's royal chol tashmishim, then it's called the sukkah. To determine whether it's royal chol tashmishim, we don't go based on this gavra. For the din of mitzdayer, potim, and asukah, we go based on each and every individual. But to determine whether it's royal chol tashmishim in the sukkah, we don't go based on this gavra. It's not subjective, this gavra. It's objective. Rov b'nei adam. So you see from the Mishnah Berurah two very important principles. He says, first of all, to determine that it's royal chol tashmishim, we focus on the eis asiya and the original binyan asukah. And secondly, we go basa rov b'nei adam. We don't go basa this individual. Why? Why should we go by Sarov and Adam? It's fire part of an asukah, the subjective criterion. Why should we go by Sarov and Adam? The answer is because this halacha of Teishu Kein Taduru is not a din in the gavra. It's a din in the sukkah. We're trying to be koveh, is this ke'en dira or not? Is it ke'en dira or not? So to determine whether it's ke'en dira, we have to look, first of all, at the sukkah itself, at the binyan asukkah. Once it's established as being a sukkah ke'en dira, apparently you can't be mafkia that shame dira. It's a dira. It's royal chol tashmishim when you made the sukkah, that's it. So even if later it's not royal chol tashmishim, that's not a problem. Because we're not talking about the gavra. If we're focusing on the gavra in this halach of teishu ke'en taduru, so then we look at the yeshiva sagavra. Whenever he's sitting in the sukkah, it has to be Ke'en Taduru. But that's not what we're focusing on here. The Mordechai is Mechadish a new din of Ke'en Taduru. A din in to be Koveya, the Shein Dira in the Sukkah. Not just to establish the Yeshiva's Hagavra as the Yeshiva that's Chayv in the Sukkah, but to be Koveya, the Sukkah, as a Dira. So for that, the Mishnah Berurah says, we follow the Eis Asiya. We focus on the Binyan HaSukkah, not the Gavra. And by the same token, he feels, and he's medayik from the Ran, that we don't follow each individual. We follow Rov b'nei Adam. Why? But for the din of mitzvah, we always follow each individual. That's a subjective rule. No, because here we're not focusing on the gavra. We're focusing on defining the sukkah as a dira. So to define the sukkah as a dira, maybe we follow Rov b'nei Adam. That's a more objective halacha. We're not defining the sukkah for this gavra. We're trying to create a sukkah. The sukkah is not connected to the gavra. He's going to be yotzi in the sukkah, but we're trying to create the shame dira. Maybe for that, we look at the objective criterion of rov b'nei adam. We don't look at each and every individual by themselves.